Let's shift gears, head out to the hotline, bring in George Karl. He's presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Hey, your new piece is up on 1043thefan.com, and in it you talked about a few things that I'm anxious to get your thoughts on. One of them is the fact that the Nuggets are kind of in this key eight-game stretch here. It started last night, a three-game homestand that they really need to take care of business, and then they hop out on the road for five straight, play the Suns twice, the Heat, the Mavericks, the Spurs. They're sitting at 6-6. This eight-game stretch kind of, I don't know if it defines the season, but, boy, it's either going to dig them a hole or put them on the right path. When you look at where they're at right now and how they're playing, do you think they're ready for this kind of stretch? Do you think it's going to be a positive run here, or is this going to be a troublesome couple weeks?
Well, you know, as a coach, I would be nervous because we have not played our A game very often. The six wins have had mediocre opponents or lower than mediocre opponents. Philadelphia is a winning team, but they were decimated by the COVID situation. They have not played complete games. You know, they're kind of playing early in the season, trying to find out, kind of find a rhythm, kind of find flow. The area of weakness that scares me is their defense. I'd be nervous right now. And the two home games against Utah and Oklahoma City, I think, you know, I never hated the word the must win, but we got to play with better energy and better success. Do you have to beat Utah? No. Utah could come in here and play a great game and beat you. But then after that, Oklahoma City, don't take them lightly. They're a young, hungry team that doesn't have any stress on them. You know, they're playing the season just to get better and improve and find out who they are. And I've been very impressed how they play. And then they go on the road and basically play all playoff teams. It's a dangerous area. I think a 4-4 split would be a success. And anything better than that would probably regain some confidence to maybe find an area of the schedule that might be a little bit easier.
Coach Karl, what were your thoughts, your initial thoughts, when you saw the blockbuster trade that went down this week, sending James Harden to the Knicks?
I would say I'm a little disillusioned by the way the league is running now, being run a little bit by agents and by the power of the player. I like more loyalty in our system, but, you know, that's the money has now changed the game dynamically. And as a coach, you gotta adjust to it. Will that make New Jersey a championship team? I think that window is small, but there is that possibility. But I think what it showed to me is Brooklyn now is a big time player. You know, they're going out there trying to become a championship team. They're not afraid to take some chances, and it might work out. It doesn't fit my philosophy. It doesn't fit my scenario of how to build a team. But in the same sense, the game is changing, and offense is becoming more valuable than ever. And they now might have three of the top 10 offensive players in the game of basketball.
Coach, Shaq last night on TNT had some harsh words for James Harden, talking about how the Rockets gave him everything he asked for, he wanted. He wanted shooters, they got him. They wanted Chris Paul, they went and got it. They wanted Russell Westbrook, went and got him for him. I mean, different coaches, I mean, you name it. And he was the constant. He was the star that was never able to get it done in the playoffs and especially in elimination games. I don't know if you heard that commentary or not, but do you think that's fair criticism? Is James Harden, is he a true superstar? Or is he one of those guys that, man, he's a really good scorer, but he's not a guy you win titles with?
Well, that's a tough question, but my feeling is, you know, there's 30 guys in the NBA that think they're superstars, and I think there's about five.
Yeah.
And so I think Harden would – I think he's probably in my second tier of stars because of what you just said. I think superstars deliver championship playoff basketball every year on a high, high level. That doesn't mean you have to win a championship, but you play when you play in those games, you play as a star. And I think Harden has had as many failures in that area as he's had successes. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot of players that can't have success in that stage. So I respect them. I do love Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant is on a little bit of a mission right now. And maybe the three stars that are in Brooklyn, maybe they'll figure it out. But the one thing, guy I think is really on a mission up there is Kevin Durant's going to come back from this injury and show the world that three or four years ago, he was the second best player in basketball. And I think he wants to re-show the world that he's the second best player in basketball.
Coach Carl, when you look at Jamal Murray, right, and, you know, a slow start this year, but finished in the bubble, it was just absolutely amazing. And yesterday, you know, kind of got it back going in the right direction, but 17 points off of 18 shots, that's not good enough. You know, how long does Jamal Murray have to get back to that bubble form of playing? Because they lost a lot in free agency, and he's going to have to be playing at a high level each and every night if the Nuggets are going to get to 50 wins this season.
Well, you know, Jamal Murray, I trust will get back. But I think what we're viewing is this challenge of his career. He's had great moments in all his seasons where people go, hey, he might be an all-star. Hey, he was really good. In the bubble, he blew up. He was a top five player in the bubble. But he has never established that as his personality on a consistent basis. And you got to remember that we said this about Jokic a couple years ago. So I think we got to have some patience with Jamal. But the one thing I think I would like to see him play off the ball a little bit more than on the ball. I think he's much more in rhythm and much more confident when he's looking to be a scorer than a playmaker. And Jokic has now become a dominant playmaker on this team. And maybe, I don't know exactly how to fix it. I think that's Coach Malone and the coaching staff's responsibility. And I think there's not a room. You don't want to panic. But the makeup of the team and how they're playing worries me more than Jamal does.
Coach, we appreciate your time today. Love having you contributing for the website. People can go to 1043thefan.com. Check out your piece this week where you talk about the Nuggets missing Jeremy Grant. They relying a little too much on Nikola Jokic. More thoughts on the Harden trade. It's been great stuff. Love having you be a part of what we're doing here at the station, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Coach.
Guys, have a great day. Enjoy it. Celebrate.
There he goes, George Carl. Interesting comments presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.